increasing in strength until it reaches the perfect day. How much need, then, is there for us to keep a sharp watch unto prayer, and be earnest and zealous in our efforts to secure the great salvation? When this is held up before us, we should be intensely anxious to secure it, lest we lose the opportunity offered us. The world estimates a man by the amount of money he has, by the value of his residence and its furniture, or by the number of acres in his estate. Christ places a different estimate upon his people. He calls those who obey his commandments his jewels. Then they that feared the Lord spake often to one another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, and as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of thy God, and the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign upon his land. Those here represented have found Christ, the gift of God, for whom the world should be surrendered. Those who seek for peace and rest will be unsuccessful unless they find him, the one of whom John said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." But the soul that finds Jesus feels that all his wants are satisfied. In him the words are fulfilled, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." This is the reward of obedience. Christ is not changeable. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, for he is our salvation, the treasure for which all may seek and be successful in their search. Those who find this gem do not need to be told how valuable it is, for they appreciate it and will sell all that they have to possess it, saying, "I count all things but loss, that I may win Christ."